So there's little point in saying, I'm such and such a person.
And do you really have time to think like that?
I think you know, on a very gross level, that your accumulations...
Okay. You have attachment, right? You have dosa, right?
Yes.
You have mana, right?
Yes.
You have everything.
Yes.
So. You got it all.
I got it all. Yeah. Yeah. Just the understanding at the present moment.
To have restfulness, and just that.
This stage, thinking I'm such and such a person, is just clinging to an idea of the
self. That's the way leading to understanding.
Clinging to self.
It's not the way leading to have less attachment. That's wrong attitude of studying them. It has to be right from the very beginning.
I think this is very hard for many people to accept. It has to be right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. Because they're convinced that you just start, and if it's wrong, it doesn't matter, it'll sort itself out.
That's why they cannot have the understanding of reality right now.
So what is being right at the beginning for us now?
Why? That's one step. What for? To have knowledge or to understand reality?
To understand reality. Because only in the understanding of reality is the path to be developed.
And at that moment is the hiri and or tappa of not knowing reality which is now appearing. Without hiri and or tappa, one thing that is not necessary or useless to know anything about this moment.
Could you repeat that, please?
It's not I, but it's the hiri or tappa which can see the danger of not knowing reality right now. Because the avicca and wrong view takes everything for I. Want to study, want to know, want to get to somewhere, but not knowing reality right now. So it's not the right path.
Sometimes, Kunsa Chen, you say something like, there can only be understanding of those objects which are commonly the object of upadana, talking about upadana. I wanted to ask you more about that. So, in terms of the Four Noble Truths, one knows that clinging is the second noble truth. And I've heard you say that there has to be understanding of the objects which are commonly the objects of clinging.
This moment is the object. It's object of clinging.
Yes.
And seeing is also object of clinging too.
What about objects which are commonly objects of aversion, for example?
Anything.
But when you say commonly objects of clinging, you mean not just of clinging, but of any kilesa, or you mean particularly of clinging?
Without clinging, can there be kilesa?
So the clinging is there, even when there's dosa, like maybe there's dosa to the hardness. But actually clinging is there.
Is this the same as saying that when awareness arises, it will take objects that are commonly experienced?
Like now.
Yeah, instead of subtle rupas or something. So visible objects and seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, loga dosa.
Anything.
You're not suggesting there there's any selecting or limitation on the object. Could be any object.
This moment.
Actually, this moment, yeah, just ordinary, everyday tamada objects.
And if you say something like, if it's not clung to, it cannot be understood as dukkha, then it doesn't mean there has to be clinging now, but what does that mean exactly?
When there is no right understanding, there must be clinging.
Right. And if there's no clinging, it can't be understood as dukkha.
And yeah, it must develop, so it can understand reality as it is.
When there is a moment of realization of the arising and falling away of an object, nana or rupa, it must be one which is commonly the object of upadana. So it just means one which is appearing now.
If it does not appear, can it be the object of upadana?
Of course.
Just arise and fall by conditions of friends.
Right.
And knowing.
Yes.
No time for upadana.
Right. We know that Lokutra Chittas can never be Upadana Kanda.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Finished.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is because they don't appear now. They can't be the object of clinging now.
Or clinging can never get close to
Lokutra Chittas. What about for an Aryan also after experience of Lokutra Chittas?
It has to be Banya only, which can experience.
That it can experience, right, okay. And thinking about Lokushra Jitas as a concept, say for an Aryan, can it not be with Upadana?
But it can. That deeper thing about it, but it's not done yet.
Maybe just thinking of clinging now?
Impossible.
Mm-hmm. So it cannot be even thinking of the concept of Lokushra Jitas. So, I mean, obviously for a worldling like now, we could think about Lokushra Jitas as a concept, which isn't really, so it can be clinging, but for an Aryan...
Without experiencing, how can there be the image of...
Right, it's just some idea. But for an Aryan, even as an image or a concept, cannot be with clinging.
Impossible. Even in the dream.
That's amazing.
You cannot so imagine... So it cannot be the dream about Nibbana.
Talk about dreams, it's funny how you don't think of doing certain things, but in the dream, I was thinking of stealing something in my dream because I wanted it so much. It was like, not really stealing, but taking it without permission. And it was like when
I... Sila is not broken by dreaming.
Not woken by dreaming.
You're just thinking about
it. Yes. It was
akusala,
funny.
Akusala, but not akusala kamapata.
Yes. Thank goodness.
And the second meaning of upadana or upadina referring to rupas produced by karma, and in a general sense it can refer to the whole body, I believe. Is this only as far as it is grasped as mine or misapprehended as a self, or are they referred to as upadana regardless of any clinging? For example, an arahat, the rupas are still
conditioned by the previous life.
Karma. So it doesn't have anything to do with present
because
clinging or wrongdoing.
When jitta is kiriya jitta.
Yes.
It's not conditioned, the upadana.
Right, no upadana, but still the rupas are upadana.
I think I just missed that last bit. Was that on the point of
the karma to rupa? It's that which is conditioned by upadana. Because the karma is there as upadana. Any conditioned reality which is the object of clinging is upadana. That is one meaning.
Right.
The other meaning is that which is conditioned by karma.
Here's another quote. Effects grasped and favorable to grasping, upadinupadaniya, is a name given to material and mental states born of karma attended by the asavas. This seems to be a combination. Oh, I see. But this seems to be not quite the first meaning, not quite the second, but a combination of them, because it's talking about the namas and rupas conditioned by karma, as you say, vipakas and kamaja rupas. So it doesn't seem to be referring to the first meaning, which refers
two
to...
Two different meanings.
Combined here.
The first meaning is anything which is object of upadana karma.
Right. And the second one is the kamaja rupas.
Which is conditioned by karma.
Right. But the second one only refers to rupas conditioned.
Rupa and anything which is conditioned by karma.
Oh, okay. So this is the second meaning. So it's not just rupas conditioned by karma, but also vipaka chittas conditioned.
Five upadana karmas.
Okay. The second meaning doesn't just refer to rupas conditioned by karma.
Anything.
So before, when we defined the two meanings of upadana and said the second one refers, like in this other passage, just to rupas conditioned by upadana.
And namas. Which is conditioned.
Okay. And attended by the asavas, that just means by the asavas, sa-asava just means can be clung to, is that correct? So sa-asava just means the same as upadana, and if it's not upadana, like Lokushra Jitas, then it's the opposite.
Asava is also gyesa, and upadana is also gyesa.
So the meaning
is levels.
I see. What is the difference in level between upadana and asava?
Who knows about the asava after seeing consciousness?
Okay.
At Javana moment.
Right.
And when it's so strong that one can know.
Okay, so asavas include the subtle kinds of clinging to.
If one would say that I don't have upadana, but there is asava.
Could one say for the anagami?
No.
No upadana vipassana.
Kama upadana.
No kama upadana vipassana.
Even kama asana.
Kama no kama asana.
This is a different subject. Suppose there's seeing invisible object. Now, seeing is what experiences. Visible object is what is experienced. I know there are sorts of talk about seeing and about visible object and seeing consciousness. Are there sort of mentioned in general terms about experiencing and the experienced, that kind of classification of things? The question is whether we find in the text any reference to understanding the distinction between the reality that experiences and the reality that is experienced.
So what's the use of telling us about these two?
I don't know, I'm just...
just talking so that no one knows, or what?
I suspect what underlies this is some idea about duality that people have, and that they see it as a duality.
They are different. Nama is Nama and Rupa is Rupa.
And Rupa is Rupa.
Right understanding, understand them as they are.
And there are times when a Nama can be the object of another.
Right.
So it's not the same as the distinction between Nama and Rupa. It's a distinction, these people say, between the knowing and the known.
At different times.
Yeah.
Not together. Awareness can be aware of one object at a time.
One object at a time, yeah.
And Panya knows clearly and clearly.
Last time we were here, I mentioned something I heard on the tape about the four kinds of jhana practitioner. And I came across it later. And it's the Jataro Jayi. It mentions four kinds of practitioner of jhana, two of whom are obtainers and two of whom are not obtainers of jhana. I found it in this Belasamoha Mahamudra.
What does it mean?
Because you gave that reference on the table. It says, the first, being an obtainer of attainment, perceives that he is not an obtainer. It, being the meditation subject, it perceives it as not the meditation subject. This should be understood as one who is an obtainer of an unfamiliar jhana. Very difficult to understand. The second, being a non-obtainer of the attainment, perceives that he is an obtainer. This is called as practitioner of sleep as jhana. Having gone to sleep, he imagines thus when he wakes up. The third, being an obtainer of the attainment, perceives that he is an obtainer. It being the meditation subject, he perceives it as the meditation subject. And it ends by saying, thus, here, two kinds of people who are not practitioners of jhana have been included among the practitioners of jhana and called practitioners of jhana. This is the term chayi, practitioner of jhana. There are four of them. Two are practitioners and two are not, but they're all included together.
Like people today.
I mean, this was the context in
just
which you quoted
it. Jhana,
yeah.
Misused.
Yeah. Imagine they have attained jhana, right. But...
Mm-hmm. Some have you looking at?
Yes.
Under what subject?
Under Panya.
Panya.
Also on upadana and asavas. So we know that upadana kanda just refers to the dharma, which is being clung to at this moment. And asavas can be more subtle or not as strong. So sometimes it refers to the kanda and it says subject to the asavas. But there can only be one asava arising at a time. So I'm just wondering why it mentions asavas in plural.
Therefore, asavas, four kinds of asavas.
But there can't be four kinds arising.
Kind of just one at a time.
Just one at a time. So it just means subject to the asavas, subject to any one of the asavas. Right. And if the khandhas arising now are not clung to and not the object of asavas, can one say they are an asava, an upadaniya?
It depends on who knows and who doesn't know. Even if there, it cannot be understood, there is no awareness.
Right, okay. So, for example, rupa arising now, if it's the object of clinging, then it's upadana kanda and it's attended by the asavas. if rupa is arising now, there's no knowing of anything. Or if it's just rupa arising and falling away.
That's what I understand.
And if it's rupa in the table that isn't clung to and isn't object of the asavas, then one could say it's an asava.
Do you see that when we use the term object of clinging, there must be the reality which clings to it?
I say this because people argue, and everyone has the same idea, that the khandhas, whether or not they are the object of clinging or asavas, are still subject to upadana and to the asavas. And so they have a lot of difficulty accepting that it's only this dhamma.
The Buddha himself and the arahatas,
yes,
who experience those objects without clinging,
yes,
can that object be object of clinging?
Not for them, but for others. Yes.
So it depends on for whom. When there is no one who clings.
Yes. Right. And who can say?
As long as there is a reality which clings, is the object of clinging.
As long as there is a reality which clings, you don't mean by anyone.
Then the chose would buy kanda. So what else can it be?
It just refers to the khanda which is clung to by anyone at this time.
Because even rupa arises in four space of first before there can be any clinging. So can that be object of clinging when there is no one who clings?
No. But could one refer to that one that can't be the object of clinging because it falls
to
arise?
It's a condition by kanda.
Yes.
It is rupa kanda khanda. Anyway, in that sense.
Yes.
That's why there are two meanings.
Yes. And if it's one that isn't conditioned by karma and arises and falls away so quickly and isn't clung to, can one say it's anupadana?
Upadana or?
The opposite, anupadana.
Just a word.
Just a word.
Yeah. In Pali term.
Yes.
Sorry if I missed this before, you may mention it, but what is the link between rupa that is conditioned by karma and calling it upadana?
Because that is conditioned by upadana in the past.
I see, past clinging.
The past clinging.
Yes.
That conditions karma.
Yeah.
Right. Earlier you explained that one of the meanings of upadana is kamaccha. Conditioned by karma.
Whatever is conditioned by karma.
By karma, right. So the certain rupas are conditioned by karma. The sense makes the kamaccha rupas. So now I'm just reminded that I remember reading, I think it's in the Visuddhimagga, description about speaking, how speech occurs. And there's some reference there to clung to matter. So I guess it's just referring to the kamaccha rupas.
The speech?
Yeah, of the...
But those would be chittaccha rupas, wouldn't they?
Chittaccha rupa.
Chittaccha rupa.
Condition, speech, sound. The sound can be object of clinging.
So that would be the first meaning of upadana kanda, because
anything.
It's not kamaccha rupa.
No matter it's kamaccha rupa or whatever it is. That is the object of clinging, it is upadana kanda.
Right.
So the first noble truth only refers to the upadana khandhas and the understanding of the upadana. Why does it say in short panchupadana khanda rather than
all five?
Why does
khandhas
it? But why does it say
object can be object?
Or can be object of clinging, yes. But why say panchupadana khanda? But that are the object of clinging at this moment, whichever one is the object
anytime.
Of clinging, anytime.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the object of clinging right now, see,
yes.
When you talk
yes.
about right now, it has to be one.
Only one, yeah. Yeah. On page 441, lists the kamaccha rupa as 9. Sometimes, aren't they given as 18, the kamaccha rupas?
Kamaccha rupa.
Kamaccha rupa. Sometimes
including the four primary rupas.
Four primary.
Just nine.
Nine.
Each one, but not the whole group. Not the kalapa.
Right.
But when we talk about kalapa, there are more Mahabuddha rupa and in the whisper rupas, eight together.
Eight together.
Eight, so altogether 18. the Mahabuddha Rupa and the Vishnu and the conditions.
Right, okay.
And when you talk about those which are
only conditioned by Kamaja Rupa here.
So out of those eight, two cannot be experienced, right? Nutritive essence, how do you experience that? Through the mind and cohesion. But the others can actually be experienced
through the
mind. Through the
we talk about hardness. Does that mean that the hardness is the predominant? We talk about they arise together.
Yes, but it can be experienced one at a time.
But you would never experience that particular balaji
at a time.
Right.
The eight inseparables plus bhava plus jivitindriya plus the five sense bases plus femininity, masculinity and heartness. So that's 18. Yeah.